From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this edition of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he continues a series of messages on the subject of prayer. From the sixth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Dr. Cairns is setting forth Christ's instructions to his disciples as to the proper way to pray, the passage commonly referred to as the Lord's Prayer. From the very opening words, Our Father, we learn that we are indeed a richly endowed people. In His mercy, our Heavenly Father has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit. He supplies our every need. He brings us comfort in the time of trouble, chastens us when we go astray, and then He enriches us spiritually so that we may find strength no matter what may be the trials of life. Before returning to the message, Dr. Cairns again deals briefly with the awful reality of sin, but now emphasizing the unspeakable comfort that there is pardon for sin in the blood of Christ.
The other day I was talking to a man who was telling me of how he had entrusted to his brother a particularly important job and had paid him well to do it, and he returned to find that the job was not done and it caused a great deal of trouble to the original brother. So he said to me, when I look back in it, I can never forgive him for that. I've talked to other people and they've thought of things that they have done in their own lives. In fact, I think of that particular brother who failed to do what he was supposed to do. Looking back in his life and looking back on some awful errors and false steps that he took and decisions that he made, he has lamented with tears that he could hardly forgive himself. How often people could say that. I'll never forgive myself for what I do. Now, the truth is that it's not your own forgiveness that you need, though obviously you have to deal with your past. It's not my forgiveness that you need. It's not the church's forgiveness that you need. Ultimately, it's the Lord's forgiveness that you need. Now, does God pardon sin? How can a holy God, an absolutely pure and holy, sinless God, ever come to terms with you or me in our sin? The Bible gives us the answer. The prophet Micah said, Who is like unto thee? A God that pardons iniquity. This is the very keynote of the good news of God for men. God pardons sin. There is a way of pardon where God will say, I forgive you. And when God says, I forgive you, He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Notice, from east to west, not from north to south. There is a north pole and a south pole. There is a measurable distance between north and south. You travel north, you can only go so far, and you'll ultimately start traveling south. But if you go east, you can go east forever. You go west, you go west forever. There's no east pole or west pole. These are words, therefore, in the Bible that mean he is removing our sins from us forever, and He's removing them from us as far, if I could use a strange term, as one end of eternity is from another end of eternity. There is no meeting up again with the sins that God has pardoned. He says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions. So here is the glorious promise of the gospel. Now, if you confess your sin, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if you confess your sin, He says He's faithful. That means He'll keep His word. He is just. That means he has paid the price by the shedding of the blood of Christ. If you confess your sins, he is faithful. He is just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Am I speaking to somebody today who's carrying a burden, a memory, something you cannot forget, something that dogs your steps every day, a black past, a vile or filthy secret, something that's crushing your conscience, makes you incapable of living and afraid of dying? Let me tell you, there is power in the precious blood of Christ to cleanse your conscience, to purify your soul, to bring you into a right relationship with God, and to give you peace in the knowledge of sins forgiven. Get to Christ, for he alone is able to pardon from sin.
As the bridegroom to his chosen, as the king unto his realm, as the keeper to the castle, as the pilot to the helm, as the captain to his soldiers, as the shepherd to his lambs, so Lord art thou to me. As the fountain in the garden, as the candle in the dark, as the tree.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We've been greatly encouraged by the response to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If this series on prayer is helpful to you, you may be interested in obtaining Dr. Cairns's book, the Lord's Prayer, which contains the text of the entire series. You may purchase a copy in a number of ways. You may find the book on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Simply go to the website and click on Web Store. If you prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. However you choose to obtain a copy, you're sure to receive a great blessing as you apply these truths about prayer in your own life.
The simple final truth of the matter is, God does supply the needs of His people. And we come crying, Our Father, we are saying, Lord, we believe Your word when You said, open Your mouth wide and I will fill it. I'll supply your need. Not only so, but He tells us as our God and Father, He comforts us in all our trouble. The psalmist put it very clearly in Psalm 103 and verse 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. As a father pitying his children, God pities His people. His heart is moved toward them. He understands them. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. When we don't remember it ourselves. There are times, this is a strange thing to say, but it is true, it runs contrary to what all too many people have as their vision of God. But there are times when Christians are far harder on themselves than the holy God of heaven is. And so many preachers have the picture of God imprinted in the minds of Christians that God is standing behind them. I always think of this in terms of a teacher of judo that I knew back in Belfast. He was as quick as a cat. His reflexes were like lightning. He was a little slight fella. If you'd been wanting to have a fight with anybody to show your manhood, you'd have picked on him. You'd have thought, here's a weakling if ever there was one. He was a weakling with a black belt with I don't know how many dans to it, and he could have killed you in the spot. And he used to teach his students. In a strange way, he would stand in front of them, put a club in their hand, and just to make it all the more interesting, there was a nail projecting from the club. He'd turn his back to him and say, right, hit me. Well, we don't like to do that. You know, don't like to hit a man with his back to us? Go ahead, hit me. That club never did hit him. As soon as they moved, next thing they knew, they were on their back. But as I get the picture of the man, the fellow standing behind him with the club, that's the picture so many people have of God. There's the Christian, and he's struggling. No, he's not perfect. Does the Lord know that? But there he is, standing with this big club in his hand, and he's just ready to clobber you as soon as you walk out of line. It's not the picture of God in Scripture. Sure, God is a God of holiness, and he calls us to holiness. But he says, he puts away our sins as far as the east is from the west. He does not remember those sins against us. Now, sometimes we can't forget those sins, but God says, I have forgotten them. And then it says, he remembers that we are dust, and we forget that we're dust. I've often quoted to you the words of E.W. Bullinger, that God forgets what we all too often remember, and God remembers what we all too often forget. He remembers that we're only dust. And he pities us. Sure, as we'll see in a moment, he often has to correct us. But it's done in pity. It's done in love. When we come to cry, Our Father, we are acknowledging that God has a heart of pity and of kindness toward us. He comforts us in all our tribulation. Paul said, Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. And of course, he does chasten us for our good. Paul says that our earthly fathers for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he, that is our heavenly Father, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. And I want you to notice that's the whole purpose of chastening. Chastening is never God losing his temper. God can't do that. That would be sin. Chastening is never just an orgy, and I use that word deliberately. It's never an orgy of wrath. Chastening is always to make us partakers of God's holiness. It's the mark of sonship. Paul went on in Hebrews 12 to say, if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? We're not chastened, corrected. We're not sons. And then, of course, the Lord enriches us beyond all comprehension. I love the words of 1 Peter. I trust that there are many people here who can quote them off by heart. After all, we did spend a long time in 1 Peter a few years ago. But in the opening chapter of that first epistle, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God." My, what riches God has given to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, we were reading this morning in Romans chapter 8 about the present glorious liberty of the sons of God. And then of the mighty future blessing, what Paul goes on to call the redemption of the body, the future blessing of the sons of God. Now these are the things with which our Father has endowed us. When we come to pray, we must not allow circumstances to close our eyes to the fact of what it means that God is our Father. We must not allow things to come between us and our Father. The more you enjoy these things, the more you recognize these things, then the more you'll be able to deal with the hardships of life. What gives a Christian, what enables a Christian to deal with the real hard passages of life? What does it? What gives you the strength to keep going when every circumstance calls upon you to quit? When every bone in your body aches, as it were, and you want to quit? When mentally and emotionally you're drained, what gives you the strength to go on? Now you need to learn this, because let me tell you, that experience comes to every man. Sometimes when you're young, you know, although more and more young people are falling into this at an early stage in life, but sometimes when you're young, you imagine, well, that'll never happen to me. But believe me, sooner rather than later, there comes the time when you will feel yourself just emptied of everything that would naturally give you the strength to go on. What then will enable you? Peter deals with it in chapter 1 of his epistle in verse 6. Having just spoken of all those blessings that we have in Christ in verses 3 and 4 and 5, he says, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness." You are in extreme mental and emotional oppression and depression. You are in heaviness through manifold temptations or trials. Remember a fellow saying to me, "Well, how can those two things be true? How can you on the one hand be under such emotional and mental distress that it's great heaviness through constant manifold temptations and trials? How can that be true while at the same time he says you're rejoicing?" To that man, the one contradicted the other. But one doesn't contradict the other. If it weren't for the first part, you would drown in that ocean of troubles. What keeps you afloat? What gives you the strength to go on? What indeed gives you the willingness and the desire to go on? Now there will be a whole lot of people who will tell you that you just screw up your courage, that this will be the test of your character. Well, if you want to depend on your character, you just go your way, but you'll fall flat on your face, for your character at the end of the day, as far as spiritual things go, your character must be the result of what God does. It's not going to be the cause of any great blessing or strength within you. Let me tell you, there's only one thing will keep you going, and that is an ability to recognize what you have from your Father and to allow the fullness of the blessing of being able to address God as our Father to fill your heart, so that in the midst of that time, when perhaps you can't even put a prayer together, in the midst of that time when you're so under the weather that you can't pray any great petitions or make any high sounding phrases, but you can come to God and honestly open up your heart and cry, "Our Father," with all that it means, and allow from heaven that stream of light and blessing to come into your heart, so that you begin to look beyond the oppressive circumstances and you begin to exult in the heavenly realities of God being your Father. It's then when you're able to do that, that no heaviness, no temptation will be able to defeat you. We are, thank God, a people richly endowed.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.